My name's Marissa, and I'm currently a student occupational therapist at Balance for Blind Adults. Throughout my time at Balance, I've gotten to know all the staff and resources that Balance has to offer. And as of April 2018, an occupational therapist, Naomi Hazlett, was brought onto the team. And because of this, we thought it would be great to introduce all you listeners to Balance staff and resources to also inform you about how OT collaborates with others here at Balance.
Hi there. My name is Naomi, and I am an occupational therapist. My main role at Balance is to break down barriers that get in the way of things that people want or need to do. Some of the most common things that I work on with clients are self-care. So that could be things like showering or other things that relate to taking care of yourself. Productivity. So that could be work or going to school or volunteering. And sometimes I help people with leisure activities, so having fun. I might work on some of these goals I just spoke about because there's something that's getting in the way. And sometimes that can be a physical barrier, a barrier with thinking or memory, or an emotional barrier, like having anxiety or experiencing depression. And ultimately, my focus when meeting with clients is occupation or activity. So if there's something that you want to do and it's hard for some reason, that's when you can come to see me.
Next, I would like to introduce you to Chelsea. Naomi and Chelsea often work very closely together. And as Naomi mentioned, sometimes someone's goal might be to work on activities to fill the day. And if these activities are related to the community, we call on Chelsea.
Hello, my name is Chelsea Muller, and I am the Community Engagement Specialist at Balance for Blind Adults. I work with clients to connect to their community, be that your digital community online, like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, blogs, or your physical community, be that your neighborhood, the vision loss community, or the Greater Toronto Area. So what are some things that you might work on in community engagement? Well, you might have a goal of going back to school and not know where to start. Together, we could work on researching schools, applying to university or college, doing applications for disability-related funding, and self-advocacy skills. Maybe you have a goal of employment, so we can research employment-specific resources for people with disabilities. We can work on your cover letter, resume, how do you self-advocate for accommodations. Or maybe you just want to get to know others with vision loss. If that sounds like you, give me a call.
The community is very important for our well-being, and sometimes being connected using technology is a way to be engaged. Technology is important to help individuals carry out their meaningful activities as it can help people access certain things. OTs work closely with individuals using assistive technology as the OT's priority is to help someone be as independent as they can be. And if technology is what you need, I would next like to introduce you to Doug.
My name is Doug Poirier, and I'm an assistive technology instructor with Balance for Blind Adults. Understanding assistive technology and knowing how to get the most benefit from it has never been more important than it is today for persons living with vision loss. So much is at our fingertips. Organizing personal information, using library services, managing personal finances, locating that special recipe, or simply communicating with others in so many different ways are just some of the activities that we can now take for granted. Not to mention GPS technology and its ability to enhance one's independent travel, and the recent advent of navigation beacons to assist with indoor mobility. Barriers really are coming down, and thanks to this technology, the future really does look bright for persons living with vision loss.
As Doug mentioned, assistive technology can play a role in your daily life when navigating places. Sometimes someone's goal is to navigate independently in their community, and this is where we call on our orientation and mobility specialists.
Hello, I'm Anita.
And I'm Bill.
We are certified orientation and mobility specialists at Balance for Blind Adults, and we teach clients who are visually impaired to travel safely, independently, and confidently within their home and community. Some of the most common things that we work on with clients are developing cane skills and learning new routes.
Many clients we work with are new to vision loss and independent travel. learning how to use a mobility cane is an important first step towards independent travel. Some of the things that we work on are indoor familiarization, which involves making sure the clients learn techniques on how to keep safe when navigating within the home environment. Street crossings, which involves working with clients to understand traffic patterns and learning how to identify the types of intersections and when it's safe to cross. As well as sensitivity training, which involves balance going out to different agencies and service providers and educating them on how to assist clients who are visually impaired by providing communication strategies and training them on how to be sighted guides.
Something that is important to note when working with assistive technology and orientation and mobility specialists is that people have different learning styles. When someone might be struggling to progress, the OT is often brought on board to help problem solve these barriers. For example, a learning barrier might be memory, so an OT might provide different memory strategies to try when learning a new skill. So now that you've met some staff, you might be wondering how to access these services. I would like to introduce you to Eleanor, as she helps people navigate the intake process, and I'll let her explain her additional roles.
Hi, my name is Eleanor Lobo-Lee. At Balance, I am volunteer coordinator and interim office and intake coordinator. I am currently in the process of building the volunteer program at Balance. The focus for the client-facing volunteering will be to support the work of the client-facing staff. I also conduct new and existing client intakes, either face-to-face or over the phone. During the formal intake, the process helps both the client and the intake coordinator identify client goals in order to determine the staff they will be referred to. For example, a recent intake with a client who was new to the country was initiated by their goal to learn how to get around our unfamiliar city by public transit. My focus during initial phone call discussions and more formal intake procedure is to look beyond the client's initial request for why they're calling in and help them uncover other barriers and required skill development related to their vision loss that we can offer services to develop.
The OT, along with other staff, collaborate closely with Eleanor, especially in regards to accessing volunteers. Having access to a volunteer is very beneficial to individuals receiving service, as this volunteer can help support a client as they work towards their goal during the times that other staff members might be working with their additional clients. Something that is great about Balance is its diversity of services. And without further ado, I want to introduce you to Deborah, who helps Balance and oversees all of our services here.
Hello, my name is Deborah Gold, and I am Executive Director at Balance for Blind Adults. I like to say that I wear a dozen hats here, and that's really not far off. If you name something we do or something we are involved in, it's likely that I have either oversight for it or I'm supporting the board in their oversight for it. I'm responsible for soup to nuts. On a given day, I can be found meeting with staff about their projects, such as accreditation or data quality or a new group that somebody wants to run. I could be writing a grant application, meeting with a community partner about a proposed or existing agreement for space or for service, submitting documents to the government or to our bookkeeper, talking with a donor, managing an HR situation, planning an event. I could be fielding a client concern, observing a lesson, or reviewing my budget. Our staff team meetings are monthly, and our reports are due to the LIN 3 times a year. And we are often reviewing our contracts for office infrastructure or for purchasing. I've also been known to take out the garbage, clean up the kitchen, and plan staff potlucks. No matter what's on my plate on any given day, I love coming to work every day. This organization has a huge contribution to make, and we do it every single day. We serve the community in an important and impactful way, and I really believe we make a difference.
As Deborah said, Balance has a lot to offer. And now that you've met our staff, I hope you listeners have gained some understanding about our services and how we collaborate with OT. Now that you've listened to us, feel free to give us a call or stop by our office at any time.